I think it's a big confidence boost for him. You know, he's getting more comfortable. He's knowing that, you know, he can play in this league and on his defense. So, you know, he's going to be able to play a lot faster now.
Did you have a moment like that last year where it kind of gave you that confidence boost? Do you remember a play or a
game? No, I don't remember. No.
What do you remember about Chicago's defense and how much has it changed since last year?
I mean, I don't know. Every year is different. I know they have a lot of injuries now, I think. But that doesn't change our approach. We still have to go out and, you know, run and pass the football.
Any a lot of opinions about your running game as a team so far from the outside. How do you feel on the inside? How do you guys feel about the running game so far?
We feel as though, you know, it's going to get a lot better. It's a long season. There's been three games. We still have to, you know, go out and practice and work on stuff. But definitely it's going to pick up.
Do you see Aaron says close, for instance, with a lot of things with offense. Do you say it's close in the running game and breaking it?
Definitely.
How do the Bears look on tape compared to last year? They've made a couple defensive end changes and so forth.
I mean, you know, they still play hard. You know, it doesn't matter who's in the game for them. They're going to go out there and they're going to give 100%. And we have to expect that, even though they have different guys in different positions. We just can't, you know, go in there thinking like it's a different person, so we could just, you know, easily do whatever. We got to treat them just like, you know, they're the best person in that team at that position.
This is your second year in the Packers-Bears rivalry. Does it have any Alabama-Auburn to it, or is it anything compared to that?
Man, I play football, man.
Eddie, after the game, I think you said you were starting to feel like you weren't sure if you should speed up, slow down. I think that's what you said. When you went through film review, did you find the answers you were looking for in that regard? And if so, what were they?
I mean, it depends on the play. Definitely, I need to work on my pad level. I was high a lot last week, so that's definitely something I'm working on this week.
What do you remember from the ending last year in Chicago?
Which one?
Last year in Chicago.
In Chicago?
Yeah.
I remember we won.
The last second long touchdown.
Yeah.
Pretty special drive there to seal it.
I mean, definitely, you know, everybody had to be on the same page. A-Rod did good moving out the pocket. Coon had a great block, great cut block, and Kyle was wide open down the field.
Can you guys stress ball security more than you already do, given how good Chicago is at getting the ball out? Is that a point of emphasis?
It's always a point of emphasis. I mean, as a ball carrier, it's your job to, you know, make sure it's secure. But, I mean, you know, it comes out from time to time, but it just can't be a big issue.
But Eddie, when you go over 300 carries and secure the drop and then the one drop, is it frustrating to have to take the series out on the bench?
Sitting out is definitely frustrating, but, I mean, it's just a part of the game. It's coach's call. You just listen to him. Whenever you get back in, you just make sure you have the ball and it's secure.
But that is why you weren't on in the next series, right?
I mean, if I had to guess, I would say that, yeah.
Well, 320-some carries is a long time to go without a fumble. You obviously don't feel like that's an issue.
It's not an issue.
Right.
Are you guys making any adjustments to the run game? Are you guys going to just keep working the same plays? And
we're going to do whatever game plan the coach has for us to do.
And you look at I don't know how much you've seen of the Bears yet, but their run defense has given up some yards. Is there any thought to, if we're ever going to run the ball, it's going to be now against these guys this week?
I mean, regardless of who the next opponent is, you know, if you come off a game where you didn't run the ball well, then the next game is a chance to do it. Or if we didn't pass the ball, then the next game is the best game to do it. So, no matter who we're playing against, the next game is always that game to improve on wherever we weren't good at last week.